It's early morning in the Payne household. People are getting ready for school. And I thought, maybe I could just grab gamer name, Starleet, online name, Mini Mentally, not so mini anymore, now a teenager, and ask him what are his top favourite, or what are the games you recommend on Steam? Top 10. Okay, so Steam, if you're not aware of Steam, is an online platform, at like a game store where you can download Windows, Mac, Linux, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, there's no game specifically for Linux. It's just Windows, Mac, and then some games are strictly VR as well.
Okay. So give us your rundown, starting with number 10 and working to number 1.
Okay, number 10 is a game called 20 Minutes Till Dawn. I really like that game. It's really good for playing in short breaks because each game is only 20 minutes, obviously. There's also a 10-minute mode if you've got less time. It's quite cheap, only £4.29.
What kind of game?
It's what you might call a roguelike. You play the game and you get points that you can spend to upgrade your characters and things like that. Unlock runes, as they're called in the game, which then make you stronger and then you can play again. Which is why I think it's got great replay value, and there's also so many different characters and weapons and things to play as.
Rough cost?
£4.29.
At time of recording. Cool. Number 9.
Bloons TD 6. I say this because I believe it's the best tower defence game out there. It is also affordable, a bit more than the last one, at £11.79.
A lot more than the iPad apps as well.
Yes, I believe on the iPad you can get it for around £6, although that is not a factual statistic. It's got plenty of variation. There's so many different ways to play it. Although it can get repetitive after too much in one sitting, so maybe stick to a maximum of 1 to 3 hours at a time. Don't worry, it does save your progress.
Cool. Number 8.
That is Portal 2. Also Portal 1, but 2 is more context. More content, so it made this list. It's basically the best puzzle-solving game I own. It's cheap, £8.50. Great story, and on my opinion, it's got better controls on the PC than other consoles. I got it on the Switch originally, but it's a lot easier on the PC.
Interesting. Cool. I have seen you playing that quite a bit. Number 7.
Number 7, Subnautica. It's pretty much the only survival game you're ever going to need. It's got amazing vibes. It's all set underwater, with like resource collection kind of things. It's got great construction mechanics. Building a base is great fun. And also, the Leviathans are awesome. it is a bit pricey, however, at around £25.
Now, you're quite good at waiting for games to be on offer. I think you have notifications on, don't you?
Yeah. If you add games to your wish list, then you'll get an email sent to you as soon as the game goes on offer, which is a great way to save money.
Yeah, you've had some almost half price.
Yeah. Skyrim, which is on this list a bit later on, is usually around £35, I believe, but I managed to get it for £7 on offer.
Mm. Spoilers already leaping to the front of the list. What are we on now? What number?
Number 6, Stardew Valley. It is known by many to be a farming sim, but it's not just a farming sim. There's also mining, combat, fishing, foraging, and so many more things.
You've got a lot of hours out of that. You've definitely got your money's worth.
Yeah, and it's only £11 as well. I've got it on the Switch and PC. That's just that good.
It's also birthed a lot of memes, hasn't it?
Yeah, quite a lot. It's also really easy to mod. So if you just get a app called the Thunderstorm Mod Manager, that'll allow you to mod many of the games on this list. And it's pretty good, in my opinion. You've got endless different ways to play because of the mods, and you're going to get a lot of hours out of it.
Brilliant. What number now?
Number 5. Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim Special Edition. I say Special Edition because it's just better. So again, there's so many different ways to play it. There's hundreds of quests to do, so you never get bored. It's got great story, great dungeons, great fights.
Good graphics?
Yeah, great graphics, which is why I say Special Edition, because it's sort of a remastered version over the old versions. It's got a lot better graphics. It is on the expensive side, £35, £43 with the anniversary upgrade. And it can be a bit laggy on lower end computers, I get used to it, but I've got a potato computer.
Easy now, my old Mac Mini. Things in is it
2018?
Is it an M1?
M1. As I say though, I bought it on offer for £7 though. I got lucky. You could probably buy it for around that if you put it on your wish list. Number four, Undertale. One of my favourite games of all time. It's got an amazing story. It's really cheap, £8. It's got a great developer, Toby Fox, that is. He made it pretty much by himself with some help from Temi Chang. And it's got a lot easier controls than other platforms. However, if you get it on the Switch, there's an extra boss. So that's something to consider. Number three, Lethal Company. When playing with friends, this can be the most hilarious game you'll ever play. It's meant to be a horror game, but also a sort of multiplayer scrap collection kind of simulator. It is a really great horror experience if you want it to be. As in, if you're scared easily, this will be pants-wettingly scary, but with friends, it's great fun. It's affordable, £8.50, and very easy to mod with Thunderstorm Mod Manager, as I said earlier.
So are you classing it as a horror, or are they classing it as a horror, and what rating is it?
I believe it's either 7 or 13 rating. I'm not entirely sure. On Steam, you can see different tags for the games. It is classed as a horror, but it's also classed as... I believe it's got the amusing tag on there as well. I can't quite remember. But it is really funny in multiplayer. Although it is extremely difficult in single player, because there are quite a lot of monsters to get around. Number two, Tsunami. Almost none of you are going to have heard of this, but it's got the best story of any game I've ever played. It's got fantastic controls, challenging battles that make you really feel like you've won something, and it's very cheap. Great value to cost ratio, £11.39. It is, however, tricky on controller, but as long as you have a keyboard and mouse, then it's completely fine.
Why is it so little heard of? Why is it so obscure?
It's made by a developer called Wonder Potion, and this is the only game they've ever made. But it is published by the same people that have published games like The Lies of P, which you've probably heard of, since it was one of the biggest games in 2023. Skull, Hero Slayer, another game you may have heard of. But Tsunami, in my opinion, is the best game they've ever published. And finally, we reach number one. I say Terraria is my number one. My reasons, endless fun. There's so many different ways to play. Extremely fun with friends. And you can get T-Mod Loader, which is a free extension in the Steam shop. And you can get all the mods you will ever need for free. Just endless replayability. It's also cheap, £8.50. However, if playing multiplayer, it can get a bit laggy on lower-end computers, but only when using some weapons or fighting specific events or bosses. It's still amazing in single-player, though, if you don't have any friends.
Brilliant. And, is there anything you're looking forward to that's coming out, or what kind of games do you keep an eye out for on Steam?
There's a lot of games that I'm looking forward to, but I can't remember specifically any games that I'm particularly looking forward to. I've basically got all the games I need. I do have about, I think, 160 games in my Steam wishlist. Library. I've got games like Rust, Moon Hunters, The Long Drive. You may have heard of these, probably heard of Rust. Elden Ring, Planet Crafter, The Break-In, Nova Lands, God of War, a lot of different games, Dave the Diver. Just a lot of the games on my Steam wish list. I just put them on there so I get an email, as I say, when they go on offer. So if they get 50% off, 75% off, then I'll get them.
Thank you very much indeed. Where else can people go for this kind of information? Is it just a Google search, or do you join the forums on Steam?
There's a bit on Steam called the Discovery Queue. If you've played games before on Steam, you can go to the Discovery Queue. And it'll show you games that it'll think you'll like because of what you've viewed on the store platform and what you've played the most and things like that. So it'll give you games similar to the games that you've played because of the tags associated with them.
And you are Starleet on Steam. Do you want to spell that?
S-T-A-R-L-3-3-T, Starleet.
There you go. Thank you very much. Oh, nearly time to go to school. And then tonight it's going to be gaming time, but you're doing analog gaming tonight.
Yeah, I'm starting a D&D campaign, for those who'd like to know.
And normal gaming will resume over the weekend. Thank you for listening, and thank you very much for sharing your information, buddy boy. Have a lovely day at school.
Farewell.
Farewell. Documentally.